I want to thank you for taking the time this morning. And we were talking the other day, and it struck me that this is probably an important aspect that we should talk about for all the HMA consultants. And it's in the area of group training. And you had indicated that you've been doing a lot of this group training recently, and I think it's something that these guys would like to know about, and exactly how you do it, and maybe what some of the advantages or differences are between the one-on-one consulting. And can we talk a little bit about that for the HMA consultants?
You bet. The group training evolved in that as a consultant, working one-on-one using the HMA system, consultants can create a lot of value. The impact on clients is tremendous. Well, that value needs to be reflected then in the fees that you're charging the client. And as those fees go up and your income goes up, what also happens, though, is you leave behind a lot of small business owners who can't afford the fees of one-on-one consulting. And as an HMA consultant, you want to decide if you might want to go this route. And that is where you get groups of small business owners together and train them as a group rather than one-on-one consulting. Now, there's two things that this does. One is it can add value to your consulting practice. You have another income stream. You have another opportunity to reach businesses that you could not reach one-on-one. Second, it might allow you also to spread yourself geographically a little bit and go away from your central one-on-one consulting area, maybe to outline more rural areas where they're hungry for marketing and sales help. They have no resources in those smaller towns, but they also can't afford to pay one-on-one consulting, and you can't afford to go work with them one-on-one. So what's happened is demand from these smaller businesses are such that they need the marketing help, but they couldn't afford it. So what we've done is write and document and put into teaching format and manual format the 7 steps for the business owner to learn and do on his or her own. So you don't have to be face-to-face. These business owners can take this training in a group of other business owners, or they can do it on their own, one-on-one. And we've now, working with Michael, are getting it also on the web so that you could coach the 7 steps long distance, and they could either order through the web online, or they can get the manuals and do it that way. So what's happened then is, working with some of the alliances that I have set up, they've arranged these group trainings to take place in some of these other geographic areas, smaller towns away from my one-on-one consulting area. And we're now training groups of 12 to 20 business owners at a time through the 7 steps. Now, income-wise, this can be very, very productive, because a business owner then might invest $500 or $700 to participate in 4 or 5 weeks of training, where you'll go to that location and spend a couple of hours training. And so you might have 10 hours, 12 hours invested in it, and in return you're getting $6,000, $7,000. So it can be a nice incremental, very profitable addition to your income.
Let's talk about, how is the content similar or different to what the HMA consultants have already in the consulting training, number one. Number two, when you're doing these presentations, how are you actually doing it? Do you have the outline for the consultants to follow along in a PowerPoint or in a booklet form, like a master book, and then the students have their booklets? How does that all work together?
Okay. The content difference is simply, for example, in the HMA consulting course, the content for step number one, the unique selling proposition, calls on the consultant to organize and have a staff session with the owner and his staff and employees, Well, in the manuals, it simply instructs the business owner how to do that and gives the business owner the sample questionnaire that he can use, similar questionnaire that the consultant would use. Then it asks the in the HMA material, it tells us that the consultant needs to make calls to customers to get their perspective of the USP. Well, in these manuals, it's simply calls made by the owner and or his staff to the customers. And the questionnaire is in there for the owner. So it's simply written differently from the perspective of a consultant. It's changed to the perspective of the business.
The students, before they come back to the next session, they will have had to do this process and do their homework, correct?
That's right. Exactly. And that's part of the training is the homework they do. And in the student manuals, the questions are there and there's space for them to write their answer. And so when they bring it back the next week, you as the consultant can critique it, view it with others in the class, and it adds to a nice dynamic. That's what's changed as far as the content. Now, as far as delivering it, as an HMA consultant, you'll want to introduce the course and the training coming to, say, Carbon County, for example, and you'll work with the local chamber, and they'll announce that training that's coming. You might work with economic development offices, and they might help promote it and say, you know, and that tell them that it's coming to the county. And you might have your alliance partners. In this case, I have a manufacturing alliance with a manufacturing group, and they go out in these rural areas, and they help drum up support for the course. And so all of the marketing is done, and you go and give a preview to a group of 20 to 40 business owners. The preview is exactly the same PowerPoint that you already have.
Okay.
As an HMA consultant. And so you're able to give that preview and sign them up then for the course to begin. And depending on the amount of people that you have sign up will determine the amount of weeks that you'll commit to training. And you want to figure that according to about, 10 to 12 business owners, you'd go 4 weeks. 12 to 20 business owners, you'd go 6 weeks.
So when you're presenting, are you using PowerPoint for that, or you're just going through the book with everybody?
Going through the booklet.
And you're explaining everything.
Right. And you're getting their assignments, and you're reviewing their assignments. And so it's a real workshop, hands-on type of training.
Are you able to use the dynamics of the group to help with the training?
Oh, it's a fantastic dynamic, and really appreciate it. What happens is you start helping these businesses. For example, I think the biggest dynamics come when we start talking about alliances and partnerships, because these smaller towns, they need each other more than ever. They don't have resources of media, and they don't have a lot of traffic coming in all the time, or new traffic, and so it really gets exciting as we begin to form alliances with the group, and then these groups begin to work with each other more, and they begin to help each other more. And so it turns the training into a real boost emotionally and psychologically for everybody attending.
I'd like to interject something. Any of the consultants listening to this, there's an interview up on this page that I did with a gentleman named Alex Whiting. He was a Y2 marketing consultant. Now, Y2 had available for their consultants something very similar. They would teach you to go out and to make a PowerPoint presentation to potential people interested in growing their business, and then they would sign up and offer two different options. One, a mastermind training similar to what Richard's talking about, and also one-on-one individual consulting. Now, I want to illustrate a story to tell you how much money there is in this just by the example that Alex talked about, and you'll be able to hear his story on the recording, the Alex Whiting interview, so make sure you listen to it. But what he did, he went to his Chamber of Commerce, and he used a fax a letter that was designed to get people into training. Now, there's definitely several things that can be modified already in the collection of letters in your consulting material that you can modify and announce, even some specifically from Chamber of Commerce groups. And he had the Chamber of Commerce send this out to 1,000 people of his local chamber. He had 30 people show up for the PowerPoint presentation, which was an hour-long presentation, and he had 9 or 10 people sign up for the training at $3,500 apiece. That was right there in 1 hour presentation. Within a week, he said all of them signed up at about $30,000 worth of income. And his training was about a 6-week program, 2 hours a week. Very similar, exactly what Richard's describing here. So if you don't believe it can be done, you can listen exactly how he did it, and I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, and I think what's exciting, Mike, is that it is a whole new area for an HMA consultant that might prefer working more on a low-key training basis rather than a personal one-on-one basis. And both work. Both generate income. The thing I want to make sure that we let these consultants know is before forming and having this alliance with the manufacturing group, I was unaware that the state that you reside in might have training funds available for small businesses. And in our case here in Utah, it's called Custom Fit, where the state allocates a certain amount of money, $500 or $1,000, per employee to be trained. And so if the owner wants his himself or staff people trained in marketing, they can go and get some training funds from the state. And so that helps to build the interest and also helps build attendance to your class for some of these smaller businesses that can't afford the one-on-one. So that's an important aspect. What we're working on is getting these manuals prepared for HMA consultants, and so I think, Michael, if there's anyone interested in looking at that, then just have them contact us, and we'll help them through that.
Okay. Can you talk about a specific example of how this came about for your consulting process and how many of these you've done and how many people were there and maybe an idea of the money you were able to make, just some specific case study?
Yeah, it came about because of the alliance that I had built up with a manufacturing consulting group. They have more field agents out and about than just myself. And so in that alliance, they were aware of the state funding that was available. And so one of the field representatives with me and began to make the contacts to the local chambers of commerce, get the word out with a letter, have an initial meeting, and kick off or preview where we showed the PowerPoint at a lunch meeting, and then signed up members to attend the training. Sometimes that alliance partner would also go around and meet one-on-one, and sometimes I went around a little bit one-on-one, but the alliance was very helpful. So if you can find some help in these local areas where we can help you promote it, then you're even better off. And so I'd say in the last year, we conducted 5 of these group training sessions, grossing probably about $60,000-$70,000 for my own personal income increase over that year. So on top of the one-on-one consulting, this group training's been going on. I think what might be exciting is some of the HMA consultants might also have contacts with some of these government development agencies. I know there's one that worked a lot with SCORE, which is, I think, the small business help beginning businesses and entrepreneurs and retirees work with some of these small businesses. They could use the 7 Steps manuals to offer those small businesses. Startups really can't afford an HMA consultant, but they could afford a 7-step system and training. And so you want to kind of get yourself acquainted with what government training groups and other training organizations there might be out there. So, and now already 2 of those 5 that we did last year are repeating this year. And so, again, it's just been a nice little addition to the practice.
Well, let me ask you this. Out of those trainings, do you have people come back for individual consulting?
Most of them don't have the resources, but B, you're not close to them. It makes it difficult. And believe me, as I go through with each class and train these groups, there are certain businesses that, you know, I think if I wanted to pursue one-on-one, I could, but just haven't.
Have these trainings provided you referral business for any individual or other group trainings?
Oh, absolutely. I'm getting endorsements now from these groups to set up more group training. And, for example, I've got president of a small independent bank that went through one of the training, and he's now promoting it to all of his business clients, knowing that if he can help his business clients grow, he'll mean more deposits for his bank. And so yeah, a lot of nice referral and endorsement opportunity that grows out of that.
Now, do you have some recent promotional pieces that you've used recently in the last couple of years?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
And we'll get those to you, and if HMA consultants want to look at that, we'll certainly can help them out on that.
I hope you've enjoyed this recording with Richard. As you can see, doing group trainings can provide a new way of doing consulting without the one-on-one interaction. It may be good for people who like to do presentations and are comfortable doing presentations in group settings. Also, make sure you listen to the Alex Whiting recording on the HMA University page, and you'll see a specific example of just how profitable these can be. If you're interested in doing this and would like more information on the manuals and the systems and the promotion that Richard's been using for this exciting part of doing consulting, please contact me at 858-274-7851. Here is another bonus I want you to know about, extremely valuable. If you go to another site of mine called Executive Audio Institute, that's executiveaudioinstitute.com, all together, no slashes, you will see a site with nothing but all my audio recordings, all in downloadable MP3 form. Now, these are the same recordings that I have on hardtofindseminars.com in the audio clip section, except I will offer you the reprint rights to all of these audio recordings. In other words, I'm going to hand them to you on a silver platter. If you have a website and you need something that generates traffic, I will set up a custom site for you, and you can send your visitors to my collection of audio recordings as a bonus. You have here thousands of dollars worth of audio content on some of the best interviews on the internet. You have hundreds of transcripts that you can print out and share with your customers. I'm not going to charge you a dime for it. I'll even build you a custom site. All you have to do is put a small deposit down, but it's refundable once you introduce it to your list. Go on over to executiveaudioinstitute.com and read the first part. You'll see a link. If you want the reprint rights to these audios, it'll explain everything there. I think you're going to find this extremely valuable. It has taken me years and years to build up this collection, to get them all edited, to put the transcript. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars in this collection, and I want you to have it. Go check it out, executiveaudioinstitute.com.